We are continuing to speak about Hasmada, and we mentioned that Hasmada comes from the root tamid, constant. That a person has to be constantly doing the right thing, and constantly learning, and constantly growing. And Hasmada doesn't just mean that a person does something on a constant basis. He does something Sunday, he does it again Monday, he does it again on Tuesday and Wednesday. It means that he's a masmid, that he tries to chaperein, he tries to make use of every minute of every day. Again, the constant part of daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, of course, is important. But the terminology, when we say that someone's a masmid, usually is a reference to a person making use of every moment. And there's a secular term that is mentioned, that slow and steady wins the race. And of course, it's not the slow part that is the part that makes the person win the race. It's the steady part. But it's the consistency of making use of every minute, every moment. The slow and steady is not that he does, you know, he's running the race and like he's involved and he's constantly just not overexerting himself. The point is that at every moment he is on the go. Every moment he's on the move. If you look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sefer in Arches Yosher, and he has a perek on Torah, Reb Chaim clearly says that if you look at a person who wants to grow in Torah, he says, "V'arayta liyos tamid chacham amiti." Somebody who wants to be a real true ben Torah, he says, "Tzarich lishkoid harbe al haTorah v'lomoid behasmada." A person has to make sure that he learns it diligently. A person has to learn behasmada. He has to make use of every moment. And really, as much as we're highlighting and saying that the way a person really grows is through being consistent and constant, but this is also the tactic of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara comes along and says, "Oh, you missed a day. You thought that you were going to learn every single day at this time," and he sometimes comes to veer us off track. And a person has to remember that even though, of course, it's so important to be a masmid, it's so important to make use of every moment, it's so important to be constant, but a person shouldn't, God forbid, say that if I miss this moment, so then that's it. I lost my streak. The streak that a person has to have, I don't have time to share the story, but the streak that one of the Rosh Shivas said, there was a story, I should say the story, is that a person was on his way to a chasana of a close friend. And the problem was that he got stuck in traffic, and he realized that he was going to be missing mincha betzibur. He was going to be missing mincha with a minyan, and he had a tremendous streak of not missing a minyan. I don't know if it was years, many years of not missing a minyan with not missing a tefillah with a minyan. But at the same time, if he went to go daven mincha with a minyan, then he was going to miss being by the chasen tish. He was going to miss being by the groom, by the table before the chasana, where all the close friends are there to join in the simcha. And he had a real debate. You know, what should I do? What's more important? You know, I have a streak of years of not missing a minyan. At the same time, I'm driving in for my close friend's chasana. He's going to miss me at a time when he's expecting me. And he called up his Rosh Hashiva, Reb Chaim Epstein, and he asked his Rosh Hashiva, "What should I do?" And Reb Chaim Epstein said, "You should go to the chasana, be on time to the chasana." So he said, "But what, Rebbe, what do you mean? I'm missing my streak of davening with a minyan for so many years." So Reb Chaim Epstein answered him. He said, "It's true that your streak of davening with a minyan will be off now, but you'll be missing one. But," he said, "your streak of every single moment being an Eved Hashem, doing the Ratzon Hashem, of doing what Hashem wants from you," he said, "that streak is going to be complete, and therefore you will not be missing out by doing that."